From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Tonight, there have been two large confrontations between U.S. forces and guerrilla fighters in central Iraq. The U.S. says it repelled a pair of attacks against American convoys, killing 46 enemy fighters. This battle came during a weekend when insurgents have made several high-profile strikes. They killed not just American soldiers, but also a dozen people from four nations who were helping U.S. forces. And we'll start our coverage with NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad. Ivan, what have you learned about today's fighting?
Steve, the U.S. military is reporting what appears to be one of the largest battles between American troops and Iraqi resistance fighters, really since May 1st, since the end of major hostilities. The U.S. military spokesman for the 4th Infantry Division are describing a series of multiple ambushes against two logistical convoys that were driving through the city of Samarra, north of the Iraqi capital. They say that resistance fighters were using mortars, grenades, and small arms to attack these trucks and other vehicles, and that the U.S. forces there managed to repel this attack using fire from tanks and Bradley fighting vehicles. And it does appear that the resistance fighters suffered heavy casualties as a result of this. Military spokesmen say that some of them were wearing Fedayeen militia uniforms.
And this comes in the same weekend when Iraqi fighters, insurgents, have been attacking numerous foreigners in the country.
Right. This was a very bloody weekend for the U.S.'s allies here on the ground. Today, two Korean contract workers were killed and two more injured on the road to Tikrit from the Iraqi capital in some kind of an ambush. And in that same area yesterday, two Japanese diplomats were killed as they stopped for some food en route to a reconstruction conference in the same city of Tikrit. Also yesterday, we had a Colombian contract worker killed north of Baghdad in the town of Balad. Two people driving with him were injured. And this is all on top of the seven Spanish intelligence agents who were killed south of the Iraqi capital in an ambush.
And we'll have more on the reaction to the attack on the Spanish soldiers in just a moment. But first, Ivan, how does what you've just described match up with what the U.S. military is saying?
Well, the U.S. military is reporting a decrease in the number of attacks against American forces, and they say this is as a result of the sweeping operations that the military has launched over the course of 3 to 4 weeks now against resistance fighters. And military spokesmen are saying they've seen an increase against what they say are softer targets, such as Iraqi civilians and Iraqi officials, and now they're indicating possibly some of these foreign allies, the Spanish troops, the contract workers, perhaps. But this doesn't entirely match up because this has been the bloodiest month yet for American forces in Iraq. It's assumed perhaps that the resistance attacks are simply becoming more lethal.
And I gather there's also more news about the deadliest single incident this month.
Right. A military commander for the U.S. up in Mosul says that one of the helicopters that collided with another Black Hawk in that city earlier this month was probably hit by a rocket-propelled grenade, bringing the two helicopters down and killing some 17 soldiers.
Okay. NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad. Ivan, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.